everyone. I'm Kia Armstrong from Nash's Farm Store, bringing you the Organic Farm Report. Today we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, seeds. One of the most important pieces of any food system, although often overlooked, seeds are the source of almost all our food. Even meat needs seeds, for animals can't be raised without feed crops, which are, you guessed it, grown from seeds. Access to a wide range of organic seeds is critical for organic farmers. In the past 20 years, most small, independent seed companies have been bought up and consolidated by giant companies. They now control over half of the global market. Many of these firms are also pharmaceutical, pesticide, and chemical companies. Needless to say, they're motivated by profit and have dramatically reduced farmers' access to a diversified seed gene pool. And in turn, they've limited consumers' access to diversity and nutrition. Today, if we really want to get maximum health benefits from fruits and vegetables, we must choose the right varieties. And that starts with local breeding. Farmers have been saving and breeding seeds for as long as agriculture has existed. Local producers across the peninsula are actively cultivating varietals prized for their performance in our climate, their resistance to disease, and their robust flavor. Brassicas such as cauliflower, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts grow exceptionally well in our climate, as do beets, chard, and spinach seeds. Seed crops are typically planted in the summer, left to overwinter, and then allowed to bolt and set seed the following summer and fall. Because of the relative mildness of squim winters, the plants don't freeze out completely and die, and our mild summers allow the plants to flower instead of withering in extreme heat. This time of year, local farms are cleaning, winnowing, and processing their seed crops for sale and distribution to seed companies, gardeners, and fellow farmers. Winter is also a time for networking with other producers and organic seed researchers. We're looking forward to the upcoming Organic Seed Growers Conference at the end of January down in Corvallis, Oregon, hosted by the Organic Seed Alliance of Port Townsend. This fantastic event brings together hundreds of farmers, plant breeders, researchers, university extensions, certifiers, food companies, seed production and distribution companies, and other organic stakeholders for 2 days of presentations, panel discussions, and networking events. It's going to be awesome. The Organic Farm Report wouldn't be complete without my favorite part, cooking with Kia. Today we're talking about seed crops. One of the ones our farm produces that we've recently begun making locally available are dried beans and field peas. Not only can you plant these lovely legumes, but they're delicious and nutritious. In addition to using field peas in place of beans in any recipe, you can also sprout them for maximum nutrition and enzyme action. When cooked, they can be pureed into hummus or added to stir fries and cold salads. They're also sublime in soups and chilies and are a wonderful addition to winter comfort foods such as crockpot creations. Locally grown and dried fava beans, black cocoa beans, and kidney beans are also awesome any way you prepare them and are a great source of complex carbohydrates, B vitamins, potassium, and fiber, which promotes digestive health. Soaking beans first is ideal. But if you don't have time, don't worry about it. Just toss them in the pressure cooker or crock pot. Allow a little extra time for cooking and you'll be all set. Stay tuned next week as we dive into seeds part 2. We'll be answering questions such as, what are genetically modified seeds, GMOs? What's the difference between traditional breeding and GMOs? And how do I know if I'm eating GMOs? This is Kia Armstrong, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to the Organic Farm Report. Keep it local. For more information on the Organic Farm Report and recipe details, visit ksqmfm.com and look for the Organic Farm Report.
The KSQM Organic Farm Report is hosted by Kia Armstrong and written by Patty McManus. Music provided by Court Armstrong. This has been a KSQM Studios production.